So did you guys hear that Captain Canuck turns out to be a bad guy?
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
He stole my maple syrup, and he didn't apologize.
Oh. Canadian Twitter is going to lose their minds, though.
Yeah.
How could you do that to Captain Canuck?
I know.
Like, you should test it. It might be apple syrup.
Oh.
It's not very good.
This is the biggest betrayal of everything that character represents in the history of comics.
Yeah.
Did he apologize at least?
No apology.
Wow, like you'd be fine.
I know.
I mean, I still forgive him, but it's a bitter pill.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Anyway. So welcome to another episode of Zero Issues.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
I'm Merc.
I remain Bri.
Forever and always.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm now Carol.
Bri's car blew up, and that's so weird. He just put money into his bank account.
Yep. Well, that sucks, because my plan is gone now, so that's great. Thanks.
Well, no, it's just... Let me get real close to the mic so you can hear.
Insert the sound of one man winking.
Did I pick it up? No, I'd say yes. So, news.
Current Zero News Flash.
First off.
Must we?
We must. Sony have announced there was an animated Spider-Man movie that we've heard about coming for a while.
Right.
And I don't know how long ago this was firmly announced or was talked about, but it is coming, apparently December 21st, 2018, and it will star Miles Morales as Spider-Man to differentiate from the live-action MCU thing. I don't think it has any connection to the MCU necessarily, so it might just be a straight-up adaptation, like Peter Parker's dead, he takes over kind of a thing. And written and produced by Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who brought us the Lego Movie, for starters, and a little show called Clone High.
Yeah.
Two things I loved, so I'm very excited to see how this turns out. It's a lot of things I enjoy together, and also pretty close to my birthday.
Is it?
So that's not gonna, you know, I'm gonna turn 35 and be like, yes.
I'm going to a cartoon.
I'm gonna go watch a cartoon Spider-Man movie, as all would expect. And, you know, again, you have, like, the big new Spider-Man movie in the MCU, and then, like, 1 year later, you have an animated movie starring an entirely different Spider-Man, and there could be, like, is that the best idea? But you know what? Both of these have a lot of potential to be really good, and that's something Spider-Man movies have not had in a while.
No. You know,
so I'll take it.
This Spider-Man character, the kids like him.
Yeah, turns out. Mm-hmm.
Turns out he puts butts in seats.
Yep.
And sticks them there.
And seats in butts.
Which is difficult because you'll be on the edge of your seat.
Oh, no, it's just stool.
Knock.
Get it?
Did David S. Goyer write that joke?
I didn't.
I kid. From Granny's Peach Tea to... Never mind.
Just kidding. He does not write jokes.
On the other side, on the DC slate, as far as movies go, apparently the Green Lantern Corps movie, which we recorded on a few weeks ago...
Right.
Which is Lethal Weapon in Space. Cool.
Yeah.
Has
it's
a short
Joe Pesci,
list.
The vehicle.
Yeah, yeah, the Joe Pesci vehicle. But apparently has a short list for its Hal Jordan. And there's six people that
Joe
are on
Pesci,
the short list. Reported,
Joe
I think, with like the rap.com report. Yeah, it's all Joe Pesci. Just all the, yeah.
But,
and Harvey Keitel.
Pesci's from different movies. Cast as if they were real characters.
I'm really excited for My Cousin Vinny, Hal Jordan. Yeah. That's going to be pretty good.
I want to see Harry Hal Jordan.
Me too. Me too. I'm going to take my ring and I'm going to box these couple
He's
of
He's got
youths.
That gold tooth and...
All right, so the short list of six. First up, Ryan Reynolds, apparently still in the running to be Hal Jordan again. I don't see it happening, but apparently they're still pondering that thought.
I'm sure he's pondering it, too.
Here's the deal, though. It's sort of like that movie came out and kind of like they were trying to launch a cinematic universe with that, and that didn't go over too well. However, three movies into their actual cinematic universe, maybe bringing that back ain't the worst idea by comparison. Maybe that's their thought process. I don't know. Next up, Tom Cruise apparently being considered for Hal Jordan.
Dear God, no.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is that they're trying to go for like the big star power like Will Smith in Suicide Squad to sort of draw people in, but I don't see that happening.
Only what? If he's, why like, a minor character.
Well, yeah, like, if they, like, launch it, if, like, Hal gets killed off or something.
Yeah.
And then they just make it, like, Jon Stewart is the lead from here on out, which I wouldn't be opposed to in general.
And it's Denzel Washington. I want to see Training Day with Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Which Ethan Hawke and Denzel Washington. Yeah.
Well, to be completely honest, there was a Green Lantern animated movie. I can't remember what it was called, but it was very much like Training Day with Green Lantern.
Oh, really? So, oh, awesome. Yeah. Cool.
It was like Hal and Sinestro.
Ah.
Yeah,
that was like, was it Emerald Knights? Not Emerald Knights.
The First
Knights
Flight?
Like, yeah, the First Flight. First Flight. Yeah, that's
it. It was very
yeah,
much
yeah,
like
you're right. Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Next up, Joel McHale being considered for Hal Jordan. Jeff Winger, Green Lantern.
Joel McHale would make
Ryan Reynolds.
Joel McHale would be a better Guy Gardner.
You maybe? Just like a sarcastic Guy Gardner, though?
Yeah. Well, no, yeah.
I could see him being a good Hal Jordan.
I think so, actually. I think he could.
He could fill out that suit.
And please don't make the super suit green. Or animated.
Next up, Bradley Cooper, which I don't... That'd be interesting. Can you have, like, a role in both of those universes concurrently?
I don't know.
I mean, well, there's nothing...
It's a
there's
voice
no
role in one.
There's no rule in the handbook that says you can't.
Well,
but one of them just a voice role. So.
And Vin Diesel is Jon Stewart.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine, you know, I'm sure that DC would want to do that to snipe somebody from them. I'm sure that would be part of the consideration. I don't necessarily see that happening, though. Armie Hammer, which
I don't know him.
I don't have an opinion on Armie Hammer because I don't think it's possible to have an opinion about Armie Hammer. So.
It's got a great name.
Yeah.
He would have been a pretty good Superman.
Yeah. Well, he was supposed to be Batman, I thought, in that. The George Miller, or was it Superman? I forget. He was supposed to be somebody.
No, just like, he looks like he'd be a good Superman.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, he was supposed to be in that George Miller Justice League movie, which never got made.
Oh, right.
Which, in hindsight, that probably would have been a very good idea by comparison. Yeah. And lastly, Jake Gyllenhaal,
I don't like any of these.
Which is weird.
Okay. I don't like any of these.
Well, here's the thing. Who would you cast as Hal Jordan?
I would need extra time
to think
it. No, on the spot.
Of this selection.
Of that selection?
Like, what would be your prediction? Who do you think is the most realistic? Who would you want, and who do you think is the most realistic option?
I don't know. Was it Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer.
I don't know him well enough to...
My thought is that they're going to want maybe somebody who's not super well-known for one of those two roles, and somebody who is quite well-known for the other one. So
really? To be honest, I would put Ryan Reynolds back in.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's not his fault that movie flopped.
That movie just was not good.
It just was not well put together.
No.
I don't hate it as much as a lot of other people hate it, but it didn't work, but it wasn't because he couldn't pull it off. He was given the material he was given, and he did it.
Yeah.
I just don't know if he could do that and Deadpool. You get into the contract thing again.
It took me this long to realize, oh, they put Tom Cruise in there because literally you're just going to have like an aged Top Gun as Hal Jordan, like Top Gun character, kind of.
Oh.
Val Kilmer.
Is that literally
Guy
what they're
Gardner.
Doing as kind of like a joke and then maybe they kill him off and pass the torch along kind of a thing?
I feel like it would be
that's a dumb
everyone but Tom Cruise is in on.
Yeah. Again,
just sounds to me like none of them are that
old,
that age. He seems like he's the total
the
next rung up
one.
Of that. And just sounds like, oh, we just want to put somebody in. Sounds like they just have no idea how to cast it.
Can they just get
grasping at straws?
Two Will Smiths?
Yeah.
Will Smith, Martin Lawrence!
There we go. I'm just give it to Joel McHale. Why not? He needs something.
Really?
He's got that show on CBS.
He needs something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I don't imagine Bradley Cooper's getting it. Armie Hammer would probably be fine, but I don't think he'd leave much of an impression. Very possible that Jake Gyllenhaal seems the most likely to me for some reason.
I look at him and I see Bumble Boy.
Yeah. I feel like it might happen. I'm not saying it'll be a good idea, but I could see it happening.
Yeah.
How about Adam Sandler? No, he'd be Guy Gardner.
He is very hateable.
Yeah.
Next, we have a little
so
bit of
so many giant green dicks.
Dicks all the time. NBC, this is a very short one, has optioned Witchblade to series. Witchblade is coming back as a TV show again.
Yes.
So apparently that's happening. I mean, I guess police procedural.
There's a...
It won't be good.
A young lady that I totally can't remember her name, but I have her on Facebook. She friended me through like some sort of weird comic thing. She has her own independent comic coming up, but she's also an actress. And she's kind of gearing more towards the acting. And she just has a new book coming out, like a graphic novel or something. But she goes, I would love to be in Witchblade. Could you picture me in Witchblade?
Was there not a show already? Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, was there?
There was, yeah.
And there was a weird anime also.
Yeah. So that's happening apparently. And I guess I read something that like a lot of Rob Liefeld properties have been optioned recently. So the 90s are back, my friends. Fun times.
Youngblood.
Fun times ahead.
Yeah.
Cast Youngblood. There's a.
Yeah.
I can't wait to enter puberty.
I think it's going to be great the second time around.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Oh, no. Oh, double pubes.
I have secondary bushes.
My hairs are just like branching out.
This isn't a bush, it's a hedge.
Oh, God, no. And lastly, the least newsy of the news, because this probably been released for weeks, Marvel has another event coming out. Can you believe it, you guys?
What's it called?
Secret Empire.
Wasn't there already one of those?
Probably. Secret something? Is it a war or is it a secret something? It's literally all they have.
Whoa. This empire?
Shh.
Don't talk about it.
Most empires?
A little braggy.
You know, they're there.
This one, very low key.
Yeah.
You know what? It's kind of modest. Kind of like Captain Canuck.
It's a syrup empire.
So sticky sweet.
Anyway, this looks...
He's a maple megalomaniac.
Definitely got anyway blocked there.
So what I was saying, it
looks like it's, and I'm just saying this one last because it ties into our main topic a little bit. But it looks like it might be Hydra Cap themed. The teaser image has his shield on it, the Hydra Cap shield, and there's like teasers that are just that, and like comments that sort of evoke like the X-Men or Spider-Man or Avengers, Defenders, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Champions being involved with it.
Like, Hydra Cap has, like, a different costume? Doesn't that defeat the point of being a sleeper agent?
He woke up.
Well, he's got, like, he's just the shield that he has since he came back.
He's a sleepy agent.
Like, the different suit, because he has a different suit and a different shield because Sam has his old shield and stuff like that.
Right.
It's just that specific shield that's associated with Hydra Cap.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a Captain America shield with a little Hydra symbol in it. But, at the same time, how do you not do that? What the f*** are you doing?
Well, yeah, you do that and you sell the toy immediately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The toy is in stores only a few months after the storyline is over.
I mean, I promise once he gets exposed, he'll be wearing something like that, and then whatever, it all gets undone anyway, so who gives a shit? So, yeah, are you guys ready for another Marvel event that sucks in every single character that maybe you like reading about otherwise?
No!
And that's the news.
Welcome to the warm-up!
You guys, I know you were watching, I don't think you were, but like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., are you still watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yep.
I feel like...
I maybe missed it like...
A little bit.
I don't know where they last time.
Yeah, I may have missed an episode too.
Or several dozen.
Sorry, season.
Yeah, for sure.
Four?
It's going. I feel like it's been consistently pretty good.
Yeah.
Over.
I know a lot of people were complaining about the exit of Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Which I don't...
It was left open, whatever.
It was like, left... It was a character that came in and out, and they were... Yeah. And, like, you have to know...
It was always going to be, like, a little arc.
Yeah.
It's not going
to... There's been, like, 14 arcs.
And, like, he basically, like, brought his enemy to hell.
Yeah.
And, like, that is a pretty good way for Ghost Rider to go out with the option for him to come back. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I had no problem with that. But again, like, it's been going for a while. I kind of, like, just want to talk about that a bit and just sort of had a few things I wanted to touch on. But this sort of seemed like this year they're kind of doing more of, like, a split season format thing where there's a full season of, like, 20-something episodes, but it's really kind of split into two story arc kind of a things where it almost, like, is more like Netflix length.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe trying to, like, do that and, like, have a specific theme for this half and a theme for this half, which is good because every show gets split into, like, half seasons now anyway.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. It seems like that's what everybody's doing.
Yeah. So this, they have, like, more of, like, a firm, like, this half is, like, this story arc. It even has, like, a subtitle, like, Ghost Rider, and then another one is, like, LMD. So it's all about LMDs and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, not bad, not bad. And I feel like it's, you know, it's this season has really worked for me a lot. You know, I've liked it mostly since it started, and it feels like it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of like hitting a good stride here. You know what I mean? But not many people are watching anymore, so who knows how long it'll go. But,
I think they shouldn't have ditched, Bobby and, what's his name?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
But that was, like, corporate mismanagement. What are you gonna do? But the thing that I think that the show works well with that kind of gets unappreciated is that the world building for nerds stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's making a point to link everything together where, like, all the, like, flashier stuff, like maybe, like, the Netflix shows are, like, building their world, an isolated kind of insular world.
Yeah.
They're great at that, but kind of ignore the rest. And the movies ignore everything that's not the movies because why do they have to care? So this is sort of the show, like, the redheaded stepchild of Marvel.
It's
worlds.
Trying real hard.
It's trying real hard to, like, hey, let's be friends together. And everyone just, like, ignores it. And it kind of sucks that happens. But I've noticed, like, little things that I enjoy. Like, the last episode, which I guess you haven't seen, so I'm not going to say too much. There's the use of bullets that fire and drill in and explode, which were introduced in Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
Exactly. Yeah. So they brought in little stuff like that. Like, oh, the Judas bullets from Luke Cage it brought in. There was a mention, I think, that, like, Quake, who was an orphan, went to St. Agnes Orphanage, which was also mentioned in the Netflix show that Matt Murdock was at that orphanage. Little links like that. They had, like, a news scroll happening during, like, a thing on S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, like, the Watch Dogs. They were probably, like, these, like, you know, racist group going after humans. With just, like, a scroll on, like, the news thing, like, Gang War in Hell's Kitchen and stuff like that, like, referencing the Netflix shows. And there's something, and not to give too much away, but there's, like, has been brought into, like, attempts to sort of recreate the Super Soldier Serum with, like, a blue kind of a liquid, which is kind of like Incredible Hulk, and kind of has been done, like, tied in a little bit to, like, Luke Cage, I think, too, and, like, all that, just little things like that, and, like, referencing stuff, and, like, doing that work to make that overall world feel more lived in and more, like, fleshed out that you might miss, and that's kind of an essential thing
and
for building a universe.
Stuff that can really inform the movies, even if they don't
necessarily.
It's not a key thing.
It came from here, but
yeah, they don't have to do it. Like I felt like the stuff with the Inhumans in particular in that show, and like Netflix, like Vigilantes, more of them popping up all over the place. Those stood to sort of enhance that ideological conflict going on in Civil War, where everything's kind of going crazy. I mean, they focus on, like, the big smashy-smash Avengers things, which, for good reason. But it would have been nice if there was a little aside as well. And I think I've said this much before, probably a few times, but, you know, it'd be, like, more superhero people popping up all over the place. They're not, like, you know, you gotta register these people. This is, like, turning into chaos. And you could sort of even have little flashes that don't factor in. But it seems like it's completely one-sided, unfortunately. Like, the movie, like, I love the movies.
Yeah.
I love the shows. But as Kyle said a few episodes ago, we do love our universes. But, yeah, it feels like it's very kind of one-sided where the movies kind of, like, ignore everything. And they don't have to. Because, again, like, a TV show doesn't have the same audience that the movies are going to. But it'd be nice if it went a little bit both ways. What I think, if that's how it's going to be, and if S.H.I.E.L.D. is like, you know, they need something.
If that's the way they want it.
Yeah, if the show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they need something to, like, bring in eyes again, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like it keeps dwindling, unfortunately. Like, the quality, I think, has been pretty solidly good, at least, since, like, towards the end of the first season. Like, a lot of people tuned in at first and then dropped off because it was very, like, spy procedural.
And, like,
and people wanted more superhero-y stuff. Yeah. They brought in more superhero-y stuff, and it felt like nobody came back
for
that.
No one was watching.
They didn't come back for the thing that they wanted, which is just like, oh, that sucks. So, you know what? If you're not going to work with the movies that are happening now, maybe you need to cross over with the movies that already happened, and you might have the rights to again. I'm just saying, we did see a shot.
Incredible Hulk and...
Oh, no. We did see Ghost Rider introduced in that show, and it was the Robbie Reyes version. We did have a shot of an original Ghost Rider show up at one point with the flaming skull.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you have a craft services table, you got Nick Cage. Bring him in. Make those things canon. The movie people are going to be real upset about it, but you can do it. It's in your power.
Yeah. It's not like they're ever going to use that character for anything else.
No.
Not in the next. Because the show's canon right now.
Yeah.
And if they're going to do another Ghost Rider movie at some point, they're probably not going to use Robbie Reyes.
No. So you know what I mean? Again, if the movie people aren't going to work with you, you can just be openly spiteful.
Plus, added bonus, Nicolas Cage on TV.
Yeah, he'll do it. I promise you, if you pay him, he will do it.
I don't think he's ever done TV.
That would be quite the thing, right? Would that not be an event?
Nicolas Cage in his television debut.
You know,
you should just have like a half episode, almost like a walk-on.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't even really do it. He just comes in. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly.
Something. Knocking at the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Scratching at the door.
All right, Johnny. All right. On that note, you know who else you could probably bring in from a pretty sure character they got the rights to again if you paid them some money and maybe gave them some food?
Who is it?
Mr. Wesley Snipes, who's got to pay the tax man. Yeah. And you could bring Blade into this. You could bring vampires into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Wouldn't that be fun? No. I think that would be fun. You could, you know what? You could be openly spiteful to what's going on in the movies. And you know who you could bring in? Thunderbolt Ross. That's right, Sam Elliott as Thunderbolt Ross on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is great casting, and why not use it if you can? And lastly, of course, wouldn't it be great to see Miss Leah Thompson back on television, along with her
Howard the Duck.
Her little animatronic duck friend Howard making his TV debut.
Well, I mean, he'd be CGI, and he'd be, he'd be Seth Green.
He'd be, yeah, he'd janky be TV
Green.
CGI. Well,
Seth Green.
He'd be Danny DeVito.
Well, Seth Green voiced Howard the Duck at the end of Guardians.
He did. Oh, yeah, that's right. Leonardo himself.
But it would be like old, decrepit, like fat.
They'd use the original Howard the Duck suit in its current condition.
Yeah.
I'm not doing too well, you guys.
Just some thoughts. They wanna work with a movie universe. They can if they want to.
I thought you were going back to like Lou Ferrigno, Incredible Hulk.
Sky's the limit. Yeah. Sky is the limit.
What's his name? The guy that played the old Captain America with just...
Oh, the rubber ears? Oh, no, the motorcycle guy. No, Matt Salinger with his rubber ears, Matt too. Salinger. You could have two caps.
Two caps for the price of one.
His uncle cap.
Yeah. So make it happen, TV division. I believe in you.
Someone believes in you.
Oh, I felt sad there.
Well, sorry that you feel that way.
What the f***?
You know what I like?
What?
Good guys. But what happens when the good guys say, no more?
They put their costume in a garbage can and walk
away? No. Yeah. They're like, I'm gonna be bad.
Oh.
Good guys.
It's gone bad.
Ooh, too hot for TV.
And once again,
you turn incognito mode on before you listen to this episode. It's about to get so bad.
Turn that electric blanket up to 10. It's a fire hazard, baby. Hot fire down below.
Is this sex? are we having sex?
So, Captain America.
Captain America is totes evil now, you guys.
Yep.
And has been for, it seems like, 2 years.
Well, it hasn't been that long.
Well, it's been about a year.
Like, Cyclops is pretty evil, too. It's
not even been a year.
Evil and dead.
Yeah.
Nothing more evil than...
Hydra Cap.
Yep.
That's going on. Going on for a while. Did they just sort of do, like, the crossing with Iron Man, except non-awful? Was that the... Because, again, one of the villains brainwashed or altered somebody to be a secret enemy who they, you know, it's going to come to a boil.
Mm.
It's literally the same thing. So are we going to have Teen Steve?
Oh, I hope not. Pre-serum?
Yeah. Just, yeah. With, like, a big old Chris Evans head.
That it just gets really tired and his neck muscles can't hold up and he just falls over all the time. Like a bobblehead with no base.
Yeah,
Steve, we can get you like a neck brace. No, I can do this all day. You can't. You're gonna die. You tap him on the head and he says,
I can't control this at all.
Oh no.
Why won't you give me some serum?
God damn it, I'm joining Hydra.
You want it? Huh?
It turns out they created the problem in the first place. Yeah, oh, time travel.
Yeah, it looped back. So that's the big one at the moment. And that's, I think, what started this whole idea, this topic.
But it's got
a long, huge history, yeah.
There was sort of two ideas for this one, like specifically the brainwashed heroes.
Mm.
And also the ones that just, you know, they're like, I'm sick of this good stuff. Done with this. Bad guy now.
Well, like the Plutonian in Irredeemable.
Mm-hmm.
It's like basically like Superman character who just... snapped. Like, oh, well, I'm going to be a dick now. And it's, well, 60 issues of, Superman's really killing a lot of folks.
Yeah.
What do we do? I don't know.
Who wrote that one? That was Mark Waid, I think, yeah. Right? Which is weird.
It is weird. It's a weird book.
He's like the guy who really... I love Mark Waid. Like, I'm a big fan of a lot of his work, but it's sort of like he really had a big problem with, like, Superman killing a guy in that movie that time.
Yeah.
It's like, Ben, you're writing basically a comic about Superman killing a bunch of dudes. And I guess, like, he has like, a point to make with it, and it's not literally Superman, so it's kind of different, but still... That went on a long time. Is it still going?
No.
Okay.
I think it was about 60 issues.
My God, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I've never read it. Again, I can't. I'm talking about it, but I've never read it.
I've never read it either.
Again, Mark Waid is... I think he's always at least a solid writer.
But, like, before Cap,
yeah.
We had, like, almost 2 years of Superior Spider-Man.
Right.
Before that, we had Daredevil and Shadowland.
Was he possessed by a demon?
He sure was.
Or, like, influenced by a demon or something? Yeah.
And then he came back and he had a beard. Yep.
But again, it led to the Mark Waid run, which was really good.
Where Daredevil killed all those guys.
I'll get back to Superior Spider-Man in a minute.
Okay.
Actually, let's do it right now. Highly regarded. I mean, a lot of people really like it.
Yeah.
I didn't really read it, but I think sometimes that run has some issues with sticking the endings.
I enjoyed it until it sort of became, now this character is going to react to how Spider-Man's acting differently.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we just did this. What if Flash Thompson was surprised? No one cares!
My question again, I don't know if this was stated outright in it. It was sort of treated like a body swap thing.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the explanations, it kind of wasn't. Because it was like a backup copy sort of somebody's like personality and psyche imprinted on the other one. So does that count as brainwashing? Because if it's not literally like Doc Ock's brain in Peter's body, it's like Peter Parker's personality overwritten with like a copy of Dr. Octopus's. Does that effectively just make it a brainwashed Peter Parker that thinks he's Dr. Octopus? I don't know if that was the case. That was my read on it.
But I thought it was supposed to be, yeah, not just the personality, but
his memories, everything. Yeah.
It was that character.
Yeah.
So then,
well, sort of
it was from that character knowing it was in a different body.
Yeah.
And then, so
it's not like brainwashed exactly, but if you look at
it. It's almost like possession.
Yeah, kind of. Like, it's still Peter Parker, but just his brain's overwritten to be Doc Ock.
That was their out.
So yeah. And that's how it ended, because, like, Peter Parker ended up getting his brain back. Like, the Peter Parker psyche, like, or you know, got control of his mind and body back, which meant... If you're treating it like this isn't like a copy of Peter Parker or something, that's the original Peter Parker in his own body reemerging, which meant they never swapped bodies in the first place.
Yeah.
Which meant that was never, Dr. Octopus died. All he did was like brainwash himself into thinking it was Peter Parker and then died. Which is as far as like evil schemes go, pretty dumb guy. So I've always sort of debated like, what was the?
Yeah, that's...
That is weird.
Silly.
Yeah, just the way that story ended, I'm just
maybe it was like an 8-part plan that just didn't go.
Yeah. And now, like, he's Dr. Octopus is back, I guess. Like, it's like a copy of his mind from a copy of his mind.
The backup.
Remember when he just died and got resurrected and we thought that was ridiculous? Here we are.
Nothing will stand in our way. Nothing!
I'm talking about Magneto, who's a good guy.
Magneto?
Yeah. The Magneto.
Well, that's one of those ones that...
He's the...
That guy that became a good guy.
He's the king of flip-flops.
Yeah.
Like, it's been probably about, I want to say, 6 years at least.
Yeah.
Totally ignore him.
It's been a long freaking time. But that heel turn's coming. Where he's like, ha-ha, you fools, I was just tricking you to steal your gummy bears.
You had great bagels at the mansion.
Mutants rule, humans drool.
You can't park there. It's a no parking zone.
The very sight of that sign offends me. And whatever Magneto finds offensive must always be destroyed.
Because, like, after the Zorn thing in the Morrison New X-Men run...
Yeah, well, it was that Excalibur book, right?
Yeah. Like
everyone loved and read.
They enjoyed a lot.
Yeah.
But, like, again, they brought him back and made him more, like, he kind of been on the more good side since then. So that's been, like, probably like 15 years now.
No, not 15.
More than 10.
Yipes.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure, like, New X-Men, it started in, like, 2001. And it was like shortly after that. I feel like it was like 2005 or something where maybe this path started and kind of hasn't really, he hasn't gone bad since then.
Yeah, he's gone a little villainous.
But yeah.
Like the
but he's been like Shades of Grey.
Magneto like solo series.
Yeah, but he was still like, you know, X-Men affiliated during that time.
2005.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It has been. It's been 12 years.
Oof.
That's actually a long time. You think about that. It's like crazy.
Oh, wait. No. Sorry. I'm looking at the wrong... 2004.
That's a long time.
God darn it.
Think about, like,
But he's always got the stigma of being like, well, it's Magneto. Of course he's evil.
Yeah. When you think about, like, the X-Men, Uncanny X-Men 150, I think it was, when he sort of first... He, like, you know, temporarily or, like, almost killed Kitty Pryde and had this moment of, like, you know, like, he actually became a more nuanced kind of guy. Like, he realized he'd gone way too far.
Yeah.
And they sort of tried to, like, put him on the road to redemption. And then that was, like, that would have been early 80s. Or, like, 1980, around that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you had, like, the early 90s.
Well, you have New Mutants stuff. Yeah. And then he was, like, the headmaster there.
And then they, you know, early 90s, like, 1991, relaunch with Jim Lee, where they, like, made him, like, villainous again.
Yeah.
That's less time than we've seen since, like, he got reintroduced post-New X-Men to now. Isn't that weird?
That is really weird.
That seems really weird to me. But it's true.
While we're talking about Magneto,
yeah,
even though this may have been retconned still a little bit, his daughter, I'm doing air quotes.
A million air quotes. Yeah, all the air quotes.
I'm talking Scarlet Witch. She's not like an incredibly popular character a lot of the time. She's handled really strange.
She's my favorite witch.
I like her. I like her. But at the same time, I think it was a very organic buildup of just a colossal mind f*** that they did on her.
Yeah.
That basically turned her into a quote-unquote evil. But it was almost like she just kind of just lost her mind. And then...
The stuff with her kids stuff. Alone.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, and that was over a very long period.
Yeah.
And it was like they would just do stuff with her, and then she'd kind of upset and whatever. And then she'd kind of trail off and not be a major character for a bit. And then they'd build her up again. And if you look at the long scheme of things over like 10, 20 years...
It becomes very...
She had a horrible past.
Oh, yeah.
Just one colossally bad thing
and
after another.
And even just sort of like her like psyche just seems like it's just completely all over the place. Yeah. And then, yeah, maybe that does actually make sense.
Yeah, and then she gets to that snapping point and then, you know, Avengers Disassembled and then House of M and all that stuff.
Do you think that was an effective
read Disassembled? How good was that?
I
flipped through the first issue.
Yeah.
Honestly, it felt reading it like they wanted to relaunch with like New Avengers with with like, kind of a dream team, kind of like trying to do it more like the Big Seven JLA kind of a thing. So it was very much just like, yeah, everything goes horribly wrong, and then they're gonna have to pick up the pieces. But it felt like, yeah, we're just knocking the board off the table.
But at the same time, they
instead
of just like, oh, take them out and then put new ones in. There was, at least at the time, there was consequences and people were hurt and killed and. You know,
it felt a little
right in half.
Yeah. It did feel a little clumsy, haphazard, a little bit. Though, like, we're killing this guy.
It was a
little Hawkeye
rushed.
Thing gets made fun of
a
lot.
Yeah.
Not like this. Like, okay, that's not really. Again, like, I'll treat these characters with some modicum of respect, and its story did not.
Yeah.
Right.
But now I've been reading the Scarlet Witch series, which I love, and that's been one of my favorites of 2016.
Yeah, the newer one. I have not read
super
it.
Super good. And it's really odd because it's like they switch artists quite a bit, but it actually
what you were touching on.
Yeah, it works, but it's because she jumps around and they jump from one storyline to the next, and like some of them are just like one-off, one-issue kind of stories, and then okay, this art suits this, and then they go to a next storyline, and then that suits that. Like magic is broken, like witch magic is broken, so she's gone in
all magic
in search of her own past.
Right.
To discover, like, she found her mother, who was the original Scarlet Witch.
Oh.
And, all this, and it's actually, it's pretty interesting.
They're trying to do something interesting with, again, just that.
Exactly.
The whole, like, pissing match with Fox is like, well, we're in humans now. Deal with it.
They've totally screwed that. So they're like, okay, well, let's make it interesting. And it's been really good.
So if that's one of the ones you felt was effective, what do you think of, like, the, as far as, like, the heel turn to the brainwash or whatever, the influenced good guys and the bad guys, like, turn evil kind of thing, what do you think would be the best and or the worst? Which ones work the best, most effective?
I think the best?
Yes.
Is Ozymandias.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For Watchmen, like, just in that not going before, beyond, whatever.
Well, he's still a hero. He's just a hero on a greater scale.
Which every good villain is.
Right.
That's the best kind of villain. Exactly. Like, we've talked about that before. They're the hero of their own story, so he thinks he's doing the best thing, but he's really not.
Doesn't he know that nothing ever ends? I thought nothing ever begins.
I always mix that up. Everything ends? Nothing ends?
But he becomes the end justifies the means.
Yeah, so. But the end is the beginning is the end. It's the beginning. It's the end?
Just play the song.
Anyway, Rudy Beans at. I like Cyclops' turn, which went for a number of years. And you can sort of see it starting, you know, pre-Schism.
Right.
Where, like, he drafts Wolverine to make this team. And he does, you know, general Cyclops dickish stuff. You can probably go back to New X-Men.
Right. Like, post his being possessed by Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, that broke his brain.
Yeah.
And he had to, like, come back to life from that and try to function, and he couldn't be himself anymore.
But they really screwed the pooch.
Yeah, I would say.
Like, all of that was supposed to be building to something.
Yeah. Well, but then that's when we...
That's not.
Where events get in the way.
Yeah.
Well, he got that sweet costume, though.
It's yeah. Very sweet costume. But it was just an interesting arc. Like, he was down to basically nothing. He was in prison. He got broken out, and he had, like, this small team. He's like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, I've got nothing. I'm gonna start from nothing.
Yeah.
And make this team. And that was pretty interesting for a while, where it's like, Cyclops on the run. And
yeah.
It's like, everyone thinks I'm a dick. I'm a bit of a dick, but, like, you guys are dicks. You're the ones that are dicks. Zark.
It needed to build to something. It needed to build to, I think, for that character, like, a... I don't know if redemption's the right word, but it needed to build to, like, a point. Like, like an actual really solid purpose. The way he went out recently was just... Ugh.
And I don't know what that...
Like,
I don't know what the alternative would have been. Like, just a page of Cyclops crying.
Yeah.
In that weird mask.
Yeah.
Where are my eyes in this thing?
Just tears coming down everywhere.
It's in my everything!
Waterfall head.
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Don't go chasing Scatterfalls.
I was hoping for a nice redemptive arc. You know what I mean? And it just never happened. They just drew it out. I don't know, man. So that goes on the bad one, I guess. The bad list.
Well, no. It was good.
Yeah.
Okay, handled bad.
Poorly, yeah. Here's a real bad one.
Oh, please.
You remember Cassandra Cain?
Yeah.
Batgirl. She was the Batgirl. Like second or third Batgirl? I don't know. Do you remember when 1 year later happened in the comics, and then all of a sudden she was just... One, she was, like, relatively mute, just sort of learning how to speak. Because she was mute, right, for a long time. And she, like, didn't really talk much. And, like, very, like, single words or short things slowly over time. She came back as a very talkative, murderous crime boss that Robin had to fight all the time.
But...
awkwardly shoehorned later in, she was apparently Deathstroke pumped her full of evil juice. Here, have some evil, drugs that makes you evil and not act like yourself at all.
Well, it goes to show you, drugs are evil.
Yep. And the character never recovered.
Yeah. Is she back?
She is, in, like, the newer version.
I played a Batman racing game.
With spoiler, I think, too. Sorry. Spoilers around.
Apropos of nothing. I went to Playdium this weekend.
Oh!
And there's, like, this Batman arcade racing game.
Okay.
It's like, pick your Batmobile. It's like, oh, every Batmobile.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, amazing.
So it was actually, like, a sit-in drive?
Yeah. Cool. Like, you steer and you shoot bad guys. And
nice.
With guns.
Yeah. The first time I was, like, I'm looking at all the Batmobiles. I'm like, they're... all of them, and I was so distracted by the fact that there were all of them that I got stuck with the Batman and Robin one.
Oh no! They had 60s Batmobile in there too.
Oh my God! All of them, literally 60s, all of them.
60s animated series,
like the original comics, where he just had like a red car. Anyway, it's like, why is Batman in Bruce Wayne's car
with just some mud put
so
across?
Weird. It's so weird.
It just says Bat.
Yeah. How come
Bat is on one side, Man on the other side?
It's just
there,
like,
goes Man. No!
He just writes over top, like, property of Bat-Truce Wayne. Man.
Bat-Truce Wayne.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Good. I mean, you know, Bucky.
I was just going to say, Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
That is the quintessential.
Probably really the all-time best.
Yeah.
But it was like, he was a character that was dead. You had to go back 50 years to bring the Scarab back. And they did a great job.
Though. Yeah, like, that, and that one of those, like, one of those time, like, how did that work? Yeah, that was so well played. You could very easily have trashed that thing.
Oh, yeah, you'd think like they would have done that in the mid-90s, and it would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch over evil Uncle Ben.
Think of how many pads would have been on him. Like, just shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
He, visors and
he's a character who's ready to be covered in those things. He's got the one banded metal arm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier with a glowing eye. Yeah.
It's a Marvel character with, like, the one metal robot arm. Yeah. And actually, like, he looks actually pretty cool. That's a miracle.
Yeah. He'd be like Nomad, the 90s Nomad, where he just had the mullet.
I got a question.
Have a sick motorcycle and wraparound shades. I mean,
sweet. Yeah.
You saying you don't like 90s Nomad?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, I respect that.
All right.
I got a question for you guys. We're going between brainwashed heroes or just outright heel turns. Here's a character who did one, and then it was retconned to be the other. And I'm talking about Mr. Halbert Jordan.
Oh!
My question here is, because again, becoming Parallax, initially in the story, he, you know, just suffered enough tragedy that he just broke.
Yep.
And became Parallax, he killed the Guardians, he wiped out the core, took all the rings, blah, blah, blah. Retconned years later, to try to bring back Hal and make him a hero again, that yellow space bug possessed him.
It was a monster.
It was a monster the whole time. Which do you think was more effective? Pros and cons and all.
Kind of like the Scarlet Witch thing. I like the ones that are organic, and it's like somebody, they're going to lose their mind, and these things will happen, and then they snap, boom.
It's one where, like, I get, well, on the one hand, for, like, Hal Jordan fans, that him going evil was shitty.
Yeah.
But it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it sprung out of this whole other event. Why Nuke City?
Yeah.
Like, you could have made up a town.
It was the 90s? Like,
yeah.
You know?
Green Lantern sucks. Let's blow up his town.
Well, was it? Who did it?
Hank Henshaw.
Yeah, Cyborg Superman.
Okay, all right, right.
Tying into, you know, that whole thing.
Oh, no! And now he's coming to Metropolis!
Yeah.
A city that matters!
No. That is really the biggest insult of all. It's like, oh, this plot device.
You're cannon fodder.
Yeah, exactly. Like a major character.
Everyone
city.
You love? Well, like...
Who cares?
Now we really want to fight this guy.
Yeah. But you think about it, I mean, like, it's like, oh, it was the 90s, but then, like, 10 years later, didn't they do the same thing with, like, Bloodhaven in Infinite Crisis or whatever it was, just for fodder, like, oh, you wiped out the entire city that this major character has, like, lived in for a very long time, and it's their base of operations, like, kind of just thoughtlessly in the background of some event. They seem to do this every 10 years or so.
Yeah, like, well, we need to build up a new city.
Yeah.
It's a real estate thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to destroy Gotham.
It all ties back to Lex Luthor's real estate schemes.
The one thing that I'm making anymore, Bloodhaven.
Some people, they buy shitty houses and they flip them.
Yeah.
Well, he just...
Nuke a city.
Rebuild it. Yeah.
Rebuild it. It's super gentrification.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two sides to that. I kind of preferred Hal actually going cuckoo crazy and having his redemptive moment. Like, he reclaimed his humanity in the end and died in the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bad.
That's the thing, like, he got a couple redemptive things. Like, he sacrificed his life, then he came back as the Spectre, and that wasn't good enough. Like, no, he has to be the Green Lantern, because I read that when I was 12. At the same time, both of us are like, yeah, Kyle Rayner, that's a great character.
Yeah, bring
that
him back.
That character sucks. Like, let's be fair, he sucks.
He did very creative things with constructs, Kyle, because he was a cartoonist, and we don't relate to that at all. Also, your name's literally Kyle.
So I should know.
Yeah.
He was you.
Sucks.
Coming on hard here. I want a special shout out, if we're talking about brainwashed heroes that are brainwashed into evil. Be an award for...
Martin Mull?
Doing it the most times.
Yeah, what are you going
to... This one is for My Lady Love Sherry, Tuxedo Mask.
Aww.
Who was brainwashed into being evil about 78 times.
Yep.
Almost as many times as he was kidnapped. Nowhere near as many times as he was useless. Because it happened repeatedly in that show. Because I've been watching, and the manga, but I've been watching, like, the as they come out in those box sets with Sherry, because that was, like, her show growing up, much like Dragon Ball would have been mine.
Right.
And, man, that guy gets brainwashed into being evil just all the damn time.
But he can fight it.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Just a special shout out to Tuxedo Mask. That is.
Big useless idiot. I can throw a rose.
Who can't? I do have one other thing, and this is the all-time
style. One more question.
The all-time best brainwashed heroes into villains based on name alone. One time, the Metal Men, a villain. I forget which one. It was in Metal Men Volume 3, Number 2. I know the issue, but not the character involved. were turned evil by a device called the Camerac, and they became
the Death Metal Men.
Sick.
And they were all had like black glowy color designs going on. Name alone, the Death Metal Men for Evil Metal Men.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Good. That's pretty good.
All time best. That right there.
When did that issue come out?
Oh, I don't know. Not that old. Based on the art I saw, it wasn't that old. I would imagine the last 10 years.
So it was a little bit tongue-in-cheek. Well,
it's
the Metal Men.
Yeah, the Death Metal Men. It's great. Though the designs kind of looked like they were black with different colors, and I started to think of the shitty, edgy Looney Tunes characters a little bit.
Oh, the...
Which sort of made it not cool.
The Lunatics?
The Lunatics, yeah.
I was thinking
which of made it less the, cool.
All the different symbiotes.
Oh, yeah.
That came out at that one point, Shriek and other loud sound names.
Shriek was the only one anyone remembers.
This one was just Corey from Slipknot.
You can play them all in Separation Anxiety, the best Spider-Man game of all time. Does this have music by Green Jelly? It doesn't.
It's pretty up there.
Yeah, it really is. Can't all be Spider-Man 2.
It's got Iron Fist.
I guess we're done.
Yeah.
We didn't touch on Thumb. We didn't touch on Phoenix.
Yeah, I have a whole batch.
We didn't touch on Jason Todd. We didn't touch on Mary Marvel that time she wore black and was oddly sexualized for Mary Marvel. Gross.
Gross. She's already a very, very, very sexy character.
Moving on.
Speaking of getting gross.
Sue Storm as Malice. That was pretty bad.
Polaris.
As Malice, apparently, also. Why not? Or Polaris in general. That happened to her a bunch of times.
Yeah, yeah.
And including the one where, the time Havoc had another girlfriend and she just went cuckoo crazy and attacked the X-Men wearing a wedding dress or something.
Yeah, and then Juggernaut hit her with a tree.
Yep, that was a bad time.
I spray painted my armor. Can I be on the team?
And let's just get, I know this is an audio podcast, but let's just get a scrolling list going very quickly on the screen of every X-Men who's been a Horseman of Apocalypse. All of them, it turns out.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah.
All of them.
What about, Maggot? Maggot!
Why? Why Apocalypse?
Why are they all death or war?
Yeah.
Someone's gonna be famine. Nobody wants to be famine.
It should be the, is there, who eats? It should be,
they never do famine.
After eight, yeah. After eight should be famine.
Little asterisk.
Yeah.
See last episode. Smiling Bri.
Yeah.
Moment of zero. 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 Moment of zero. 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 Zero.
So this week for the Moment of Zero, I listen to a good amount of other podcasts.
Yep.
And one thing that I'd say every podcast that I listen to has some sort of sign-off.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We have slowly collapsing towards the end of an episode.
Yeah.
As our bones begin to break and crumble into dust for another week.
As they do every week.
Yeah. We do the round. It's who we are.
We do that.
Blurb, and then, okay, bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Zero Issues. Until next time. So...
Okay.
I'm curious. I've got one to start us off. Start off the thinking process. Until next time, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And that is definitely the way Nicholas Pickles closed every episode of Video and Arcade Topic. But
I haven't thought about it in a long time. The minute you said Nicholas Pickles, I got real excited in my brain. That was definitely Nicholas Pickles.
Yeah.
Is that his real name? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I choose to believe it was.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the challenge is to come up with
anything. I will start you off with, again, thanks for listening to Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Till next time.
We'll see you in the next issue.
But we have zero.
See you on the next page.
Until next time. I don't know, man.
Okay.
No, that's it. It's a long pause, and then the, I don't know, man. That's literally it.
Oh. That sounds like a comic I would write. Okay, give me one.
All right. Till next time.
You! Until next time. Never put salt in your eyes.
Till next time, don't drink your own urine.
Yeah.
Just like some sage... life advice.
Yeah. Until next time, zap pow, comics aren't for kids anymore. F*** you.
Your head actually, like,
yeah, it was twitching with anger.
F*** you, yeah,
that's
media.
Your sign off. F***
you.
There's going to be huge beeps right there. Beep.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for all of the F-bombs that we got to bleep now.
I feel like we did not find one.
But no, I think that was a strong contender.
Right, what we got down, and we'll see what we come up with next week.
Yeah.
All right. So who are we?
Till next time. Listen, actually, Kyle Rayner's pretty great if you think about it. I disagree.
And that is all completely censored as well.
Yeah. You refuse.
A Merc, you can find me at MercAsylum.ca, MERKASYLUM. You can find me at Merc on Facebook, Merc Asylum on Twitter, and Mercanaut on Instagram. Come say hi. I have a new book coming out. Sending it to the printers. Now. Just now.
Pretty excited.
Yep.
I'm Bri. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com if you choose to. You can also check me out on the social media under Bri Kotick. Brykotyk. I'll be out there waiting for you. I won't be, and I'm sorry that was so creepy.
I'm Kyle. Kyle Lees. Go to thekylelees.com. Find me.
So, until next time.
Yeah, until next time. We'll see you in the back issue bins, because we live there.
We're sick a lot of the time.
You're flipping through Lobo comics, and then boom, the three of us asleep.
Marvel fanfare, Merc. Exo Merca War.
Weirdly enough, I own every issue of Exo Merca War.
Both of them? All of them?
All three and a half. And the third one just ends halfway through and the rest of the pages are blank?
All drawn by Sergio Aragonés.
Oh, yeah. See, that I would sign up for.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Ocean City Defender.
Is the episode over?
I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, until next week, is the episode over?
Good guys gone bad. Superheroes smoking. Listening to rap music.
Look at Superman's loitering there. The sign says don't loiter.
You say smoking, and somebody had just posted some picture. It was like an old, I don't know, like maybe 50s, maybe 60s picture of Superman, and I don't know if it was like one, like an in-house ad or something, or it's connected to something, but he was like, I have X-ray vision. I don't smoke because I've seen people's lungs and the damage that it does.
Gross.
And you look... Yeah, it is gross. That's an invasion.
And you could be the only one who could smoke and it would do nothing to you.
Also, so smug.
Yeah.
So smug. You go back 10 years more and he's like, puff one for FDR. <Where's the law?" laughs> Get those crowds right on out.
Yeah.
That sounds like just like a laundry detergent thing. Watch those crowds.
Like a Mucinex thing with like...
Yeah.
Wear the crowds.
Yeah.
We make you clothes smell like
shit. Are your linens full of Germans?
Oh, I got a case of the crowds.
Yeah.